It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Debbie.
So remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. I said words starting with a qu sound usually start with the letters QU, as in question, or KW, as in Kwanzaa. And I asked what common uncapitalized English word starting with a qu sound contains none of the letters QU, K, or W. Well, my intended answer was choir. A lot of listeners sent in quaff, C-O-I-F, which is just as good. I didn't think of that. And some solvers sent in croissant, the French pastry. The dictionaries say that start with C-R, but honestly, a lot of people say croissant, so we accepted that too.
And we received over 2,300 correct responses. And the winner is Wes Rouillet-Willoughby from Versailles, Kentucky. Congratulations, Wes, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
So tell us how you figured that one out.
I just worked the problem trying to find out alternate letter beginnings and eventually landed on CH and then choir.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I like road cycling around central Kentucky. It's a beautiful area around here between all the horse farms and the distilleries. And there's a good craft beer movement going on in central Kentucky, too.
So bikes and beer, that sounds fun to me. Well, Wes, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Sure, let's do this.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Wes, I'm going to give you some five-letter words. For each one, insert two letters after the initial letter of my word to make a common seven-letter word. For example, if I said spent, S-P-E-N-T, you would say serpent, adding E-R after the S. Here we go. Number one is gaff, G-A-F-F-E.
Giraffe.
Giraffe is it. Number two is onion, O-N-I-O-N.
Opinion.
Uh-huh. Clone, C-L-O-N-E.
Cyclone.
Excellent. Tough, T-O-U-G-H.
Trough, through.
Through, you got it. Solar, S-O-L-A-R.
So you get me on that one.
Here's a tiny
scholar.
Hint. Scholar. You didn't need any hint. Your next one is rival, R-I-V-A-L.
Revival.
Nice. March, M-A-R-C-H.
Monarch.
That's correct. Fein, F-E-I-G-N.
Foreign.
Uh-huh. Tight. T-I-G-H-T.
Tonight.
You got it. Villa. V-I-L-L-A.
Vanilla.
Vanilla's it. Bathe. B-A-T-H-E.
Breathe.
Nice. Drama. D-R-A-M-A.
Diorama.
You got it. Award, A-W-A-R-D.
Awkward.
You got it. And your last one is slime, S-L-I-M-E.
Sublime.
Sublime. Wes, I am impressed.
Thank you.
Wow. You got them all.
That was fun. That was a real thrill.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Wes, which member station do you listen to?
WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky.
All right. Wes Rouillet-Willoughby from Versailles, Kentucky. Thanks for playing the puzzle today.
Okay. Thank you all.
And Will, what will next week's challenge be?
Yes, it comes from Tyler Hinman of San Francisco. He's the reigning champion of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which is coming up again on April 1 to 3. Think of two four-letter words that complete the phrase blank in the blank. Move the first letter of the second word to the start of the first word, and you'll get two synonyms. What are they? So again, two four-letter words that complete the phrase blank in the blank. Move the first letter of the second word to the start of the first word, and you'll get two synonyms. What synonyms are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Debbie.